This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 26th of November 2023. Now on with the show.
Hi, I'm Steve, VK6SJ, with this week's episode of Did You Know? Today I thought I'd talk about CCCSS. Anyone who has completed a foundation course recently would have heard learnt the basics of the use of CTCSS, but also that only one repeater in WA seems to use it. What is CTCSS and why do we use it? Well, CTCSS is a subaudible tone used to validate a received signal prior to allowing that signal to be either presented to a speaker or, in the case of a repeater, presented to the transmitter for retransmission. The tone is typically transmitted about 500 Hz deviation, remembering that the deviation of a normal voice transmission is 5 kHz, so it presents to the receiver as a much louder signal, and uses as one of a set of tones universally recognised and available in any radio employing CTCSS. The reason for using the tone is that it assists in ensuring no interference or invalid signal can trigger a repeater, where repeaters share a common frequency, prevents the two repeaters from locking up, i.e. each repeater triggering the other during periods of ducting, and from a mobile or portable perspective, prevents invalid signals from presenting to your speaker. On 2 metres in particular, there are many devices that will overload most ham rig receivers, often at traffic lights or around service stations. Rogue paging transmitters will also often interfere, again mostly on 2 metres. Ham rigs are often dual-band radios and by definition need to have reasonably wide filtered receiver front ends, so tend to be a bit more susceptible to interference, even by devices that are actually compliant to Australian specifications. In the commercial radio sector, CTCSS has been mandatory for decades and is very commonly used. In fact, I don't think I've ever come across an analog radio system not using either CTCSS or a proprietary protocol carrying out the same purpose. On the East Coast, where there are obviously many more hams and more repeaters in close proximity, CTCSS has become much more commonplace. In WA, there are far less repeaters using common frequencies where you actually need to use something like CTCSS, so we tend not to use this. The benefits of using CTCSS, though, even maybe only on a repeater transmitter so that users can employ receiver protection if they so desire, are definitely worth the effort, which in most cases is just a matter of reprogramming the feature into the configuration of the repeater or user radio. CTCSS has been a standard feature of any ham rig built since the early 80s, and even for the older radios, there's still one or two companies online selling CTCSS encoded decoder boards that can add the feature to the oldest radios. I would suspect the percentage of radios in WA not capable of using CTCSS, though, would be well under 1%. Speaking to other hams about this feature has brought out some interesting reasons why we shouldn't implement it. It's not needed, is one of the biggest ones. However, I think most of us have had to turn the 2 metre rig down when passing a service station, for instance, so I can see why it could be needed. Some radios might not have that feature. I believe some members of our community tracked down a rogue paging transmitter that was interfering with a local simplex channel or repeater. I'm not sure the exact details. Had CTCSS been employed, the interference would have only been noticeable very close to the location of the interfering transmitter, where the interference was a higher signal than the valid transmission. If you have a radio that's more than 40 years old, might be a good time to convince the trouble and strife that you need a new rig. If you have a homemade radio, then I'm sure implementing this feature could be a walk in the park. So, struggling to think of the next club project? Maybe this one should be it. Thanks for listening. This has been Steve, VK6SJ, with another episode of Did You Know?
If you happen to listen to the right part of the 80-metre band on a Tuesday evening, you might hear something that sounds like this. The The CQQRS net has been running every single Tuesday for the last 2 years and has been unbelievably popular. There are usually half a dozen, and a couple of times up to 18 stations, popping in and out when they can over the 4 or 5 hours. The aim is to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment, where slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or just to enjoy the banter. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed, we'd love to have you join in. The net starts at 0900 Zulu every Tuesday on 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz, and there's stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our weekly CQQRS RagChew newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via my email address on qrz.com, or you can email me direct, mark.bosma@icloud.com. That is mark.bosma@icloud.com. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So once again, Tuesdays from 0900 Zulu until late, between 3540 kHz and 3570 kHz. Cheers from Mark, VK2KI and VK6QI.
Covering Western Australia and beyond, this is News West, brought to you by WA Amateur Radio News, on air, online and on demand. This is VK6ARN and I'm Mark, VK4MHQ.
You may notice that News West has been light on for content lately, and I've been playing a lot of repeat stories, but you can help us to change that by sending your stories or contributions through to newswest@vk6.net.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. For years, I've been hosting a weekly net called F-Troop. It's a one-hour opportunity for new and returning amateurs to get together and share their questions, and sometimes answers, about anything and everything amateur radio, with side trips into astronomy, electronics, circuit boards, testing gear, and whatever else takes our fancy on the day. The net runs for an hour every Saturday morning, starting at midnight UTC, which for some is a time when they're fast asleep, though, truth be told, several of our regulars are night owls. In VK6, where I am, midnight UTC is a more reasonable 8 a.m, unless we have another referendum when we can decide if we want daylight saving or not. So far, we've had four of those. Yes, really. In 1975, 1984, 1992, and 2009. And each time, daylight saving, or summertime, was rejected. All I'm saying is that the chances are good that midnight UTC is going to be 8 a.m. in VK6 for a while yet. Anyway, that time of the morning affords me the luxury of getting out of bed at a sensible hour, having a shower, making a cup of coffee with my significant other, or SO, and ambling into my shack to get ready. It's a comfortable process, something I've done for over 12 years, with very little in the way of variation, with the exception of the 500th and 600th episodes, which I hosted outdoors at a local radio club, complete with barbecue and many visitors. That and the Friday Night Technical Net with Reg VK6BQQ, but that's a story for another day. Last week, a good friend, Glyn, Victor Kilo 6 Papa Alpha Whiskey, asked me if I wanted to go out and have some fun. And having been pretty much cooped up for several years now, of course, I said yes. We're going to the viewing platform at the Perth International Airport. That's airport code Yankee Papa Papa Hotel, where I'll host the net, in whatever way we figure out at the time. It's not an event. We haven't told anyone about it, and telling you now won't ruin the surprise for anyone, since this weekly rambling hits the airwaves after F-Troop concludes. I knew there was a reason. Anyway, at this point, you have every right to ask me, Ono, why should I care? Indulge me, and let me see if I can explain. Most, if not all, of my amateur radio activities are planned. From time to time, I might get in my car and drive to a nearby park and get on HF, but truth be told, I haven't done that for several years. I have regularly told you about contests I've done, often whilst operating portable, often with friends, but sometimes alone. I have activated all manner of things, climbed summits, played in parks, gone to lighthouses and other such places. Every single time, those activities were planned, often to within an inch of their life. What should I bring? Where am I going to set up? What gear do I need? What spares are required? What logging tool is needed? Will I need food and water? You know, a typical 7P activity. Proper planning and preparation prevents piss-poor performance. This time, the plan consists of, do you want to go to the airport? And, sure. Mind you, that's in the context of Glyn normally having several radios in his car and me not having a clue what to expect. The other day, I actually had my first ever look at the location in Google Street View, only to discover that there's a shelter there. So hopefully we won't fry in the forecast 38 degrees Celsius. That's 100 degrees in Ray Bradbury's temperature scale, if you're wondering. Now, on the whole, this is a pretty low-risk activity. Nobody's going to die if I don't manage to get the net going. Though I do have Echo Link on my phone. Which reminds me, I should probably check if that still works. I'll put a pencil and a notepad in my pocket for logging, and I'll bring a bottle or six of water and probably some coffee. Sorry, I can't help myself. In other words, it's entirely possible to get on air and make noise without having to go to the nth degree of planning and still have fun. As it happens, fun is something that's been in short supply of late, so that's also a welcome change. As an aside, in a completely unrelated and random observation, I recently installed a new font on my computer called Hack. It's monospaced sans serif, intended for source code and licensed under the MIT license. I'm using it right now, and I'm in love. So, secretly, between you and me, that's what goes for fun around here. Oh, in case you're wondering, no, I did not get paid to say that. The authors have no idea I exist unless they're unexpectedly radio amateurs. I'm just a happy user. Also, if you're wondering about Echo Link, no need to fret. I just tested it, and it just works straight out of the box. Gotta love that. Now, here's a question for you. When was the last time you spontaneously got on air to make noise? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
Good morning and greetings. This is Roy VK 6 X-ray Victor with this week's helpline, the 26th of November 2023. I have a list of items here for you this morning, starting off with a software-defined transceiver. It's an SDR transceiver, Moral Flex, Fox Lima Echo X-ray, 6700 transceiver. It's 3 years old, but in pristine condition. Premium software-defined transceiver. Comes with expert advice in the use of it, and version 3 firmware asking $8,000. There's also an ACOM Alpha Charlie Oscar Mike Alpha 2000 amplifier capable of 2 kilowatts in with about 85 watts drive into a dummy load, of course. Has brand new tubes while still an earlier version. Comes with both the earlier and latest version controller asking $6,000 for that, or $12,000 for both as a package. If you're interested, contact Steve. That's Steve VK6 Sierra Juliet. His phone number, 044-77-67518. I'll say again, 044-77-67518, or email to steve@kennedy-sierrajuliet.com.au. I'll say the email address again, Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo @ Kennedy, that's Kilo Echo November November Echo Delta Yankee -SESJ, that's Sierra Juliet, .com.au. Steve@Kennedy-SJ.com.au. Next group of items comes from Barry, VK6 Alpha Delta India. He says, for Kenwood lovers, anyone loving Kenwood, I know Neil does and did. Kenwood lovers, Kenwood Tango Sierra 711 Alpha 2-meter transceiver, $350. A Kenwood Tango Sierra 811 Alpha 70-centimeter 432 megahertz transceiver, $350. A Kenwood Romeo 5000 communication receiver, $200. An ICOM 3200 Alpha 2-meter 70-centimeter transceiver with Kenwood Papa 10 power supply, $400 the pair. The ASU Fox Charlie 301 ATU, $250. And a Daiwa controller and rotator, $300. All units in good working order, comes with a driveway warranty. Taillights, see the taillights, that's the end of the warranty. Thanks, Roy, says Barry, VK6 Alpha Delta, India. I don't have his address here, I'll have to look it up. You'd think I'd remember it, wouldn't you? But having once looked it up now, the details for Barry is bravo.juliet.burns, that's Bravo Uniform Romeo November Sierra, at bigpond.com, bravo.juliet.burns at bigpond.com, or mobile 0428 959 771. That's for that list of Kenwood and Yaesu and other equipment there. And pressing on now, that's about all for this week. And if you have any items for next week, please contact me, VK6XRayVictor@bigpond.com, or roy.watkins@bigpond.com will get me as well, probably more so. And until next week, keep a head down and keep your water ready for the fires. I hope there's no fires where you are. Having a bit of a problem with fires and hot weather at the moment in Perth. So I wish you all well, and 7-3 till next time. Cheers, VK6XV clear.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.